So to continue our discussion on Birkas HaMazon, on benching, we discussed yesterday that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah in our Torah, v'achalta, v'savato, v'erachta. And within Birkas HaMazon, the first three brachas are biblical. Of course, benching itself is min haTorah. And however, the nusach, the text, perhaps that might be midrabanan, like the Rambam Shita regarding tefillah. That tefillah, the concept's biblical, but perhaps the actual saying of what we have today, that might be a later institution, or Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So we point out the first three brachas are min haTorah. Moshe with the man, Yoshua with Eretz Yisrael, and David and Shlomo with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the fourth bracha, because what they were Misakim Miyavna and Haruge Beitar, that's Midrabanan, and that's why we say Bona Merachama B'Shalayim Amen. As well, so we left off with Shaila among the Achronim. The Chazon Ish raises the question, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The question is, let's say a Gersh and his Gayer, someone who became a convert, but the day, forget about the day, an hour before his conversion, he wanted to have his Leas Meal, he wanted to have a Suda, and he ate a big Suda, had plenty of bread, challah, and now he finishes off the conversion process. There's the Mila, the Tefillah, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and now he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So the question is, now he just had a full meal, let's call it a half an hour ago. Really, technically speaking, there's a 72-minute time span where one has to bench, but that's only if all you had was a piece of bread and you're no longer hungry. But if you have only a full meal, so it could go a lot longer than 72 minutes. So therefore, but we'll just keep it simple that it was within the 72 minutes. It was a half an hour ago. He just finished a full meal. And now he became a Jew. So the question is, the Chazon Ish raises, is he obligated in benching now? Or do I say, since he ate the meal while he was a non-Jew, a non-Jew is not obligated in Birkas HaMazon the way we know it. So the question is he obligated in benching? So the Chazon Ish clears the following Chakira. He says, it depends what's the issue in terms of why is someone obligated and why is someone exempt? In other words, why do you have to have the meal to a certain proximity to the benching? Is it because as long as you bench within that time that you're satisfied, or the 72 minutes, so therefore you are being satisfied as being, your meal is being mitzaref to the act of eating. In other words, the eating is still like we do mitzvahs, so we like to make a bracha right before the mitzvah. Here we want to bench right after the act of eating because it's really the achila that's mechayev. But as long as you're satisfied, so we still consider like the eating is still happening or just happening. Or do I say it's not the achila, but it's the being satisfied? In other words, because the Torah tells us two words, v'achalta v'savata. We need a maisa achila and we need an act of being satisfied. So, of course, we need both, but the question one, which is the ikker? Which is the major koveya? And then the other one is, we also need, but it's more incidental. So, the Chazon Ish, right, if the issue is you need a maisa achila to be chayev in benching, so then this convert would be putter, because when he ate his meal, he was putter from all mitzvahs. He wasn't even Jewish yet. So if it's the maisa achilo, which is the key that requires one, is mechayev one to bench, so a convert would be exempt. However, if it's the savat, if it's being satisfied, so when he wakes up Jewish a half an hour later, and he's satisfied from the meal, if the savat is the key, so then a non-Jew, a ger, would be obligated in benching. So that's the chakira he clears regarding Birkas HaMazon. But he seems to lean towards the fact that it's the Ma'is Achila, and if that's the case, then the non-Jew would not be obligated in benching. Another similar case the Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses. Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses a similar case, is a katan shehigdio, that a bar mitzvah boy that becomes a gadol. So let's say a katan had a big meal, a major suda, right? And then after he finished his meal, whatever, either the case was, it became nighttime, he became 13, if we go by ace or ace, or maybe he reached puberty, he got to sorrows, whatever the definition of becoming a gadol is, it happened, is he ate the meal beforehand, and now when he ate the meal, he was only a katan, and now he's a gadol. So the shaila is he chayev in Birkas HaMazon? So Rabbi Akiva Eger raises the same issue, the same chakira. In other words, is it the maisa achila which is the key, or is it being satisfied? Because one could argue similarly, a katan is exempt from all mitzvahs, so therefore there was no maisa achila, because the act of that gets into a separate chakira is how do we view an act of a katan? If you assume an act of a katan isn't a maisa because he's exempt, so then perhaps he'd be exempt. But if we go with the results, that right now I'm 13 and I am satisfied from a meal I just had, so then I would be chayav. So Rabbi Akiva Eger clears the same shaila. Could be, of course, we could be chalak between a katan and a ger as well. A ger, everyone agrees, a ger is clear cut. You're exempt when you're a guy. However, by a katan isn't so clear cut. A katan, either on one hand I could argue I'm exempt because I'm not 13. On the other hand, you know, maybe the maisa, we have other examples where a maisa of a katan could count for later on, we'll get to in a minute. Or a third similar shaila the Achronim discusses an onain, someone before the burial. So let's say someone's loved one passed away, and it's in between, it's after the death of the person, but before the burial. So a person has the status of aninus, of being an onain. So the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, Mishameso mutu lefanov, that one who is in that time period is exempt from mitzvahs. So the question is, it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, what do you mean they're exempt? So Rashi writes, exempt, that why? Because since the person can't concentrate there, they have the mind on the burial, on making the funeral plans, therefore they can't concentrate in Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs, so they're exempt. And Tosus quotes from the Yerushalmi that's not the reason. That's Kavod Ames, honor to the dead, Loei Lerush. It's not appropriate that someone who's Chayev in mitzvahs, you're doing mitzvahs in front of someone who's exempt. That's why we don't wear our tzitzis out on the cemetery. It's kind of like mocking the dead, so to speak. So they have had some machlokas Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, what on the status of an onain. So an onain is clearly pater min ha mitzvahs. We paskin not only pater, but he's usher to do mitzvahs. And then once he becomes an avel, after the stimas hagolel, after the kfura, after the burial, so an avo becomes chayev a mitzvah. The one exception to the rule is the mitzvah of tefillin. An avel yom rishon, that's a further discussion whether the burial and the death have to be on the same day or not. But whatever the details are, an avel yom rishon, an avel on the first day, is exempt from tefillin because tefillin represents peir glory, and an avel is the opposite. They're in a state of, not in a state of peir. So therefore, an onain is pater min ha-mitzvahs, an avo becomes chayav. So the question is, in this specific case, the question is, let's say an onain had, the question is, what does an onain do if he wants to eat? And if he wants to eat bread, so we don't say, well, you can't eat. Because if an onain is pater min ha-mitzvahs, but can he do negative commandments? Can he go to McDonald's and have a meal? Could he have his Big Mac? So no, an onain is exempt from positive mitzvahs, but he cannot do negative commandments. So the question is, so what does he do about washing his hands for bread? On one hand, there's a rabbinical mitzvah midrabanan, that you have to wash your hands before you eat bread. On the other hand, there's an iser drabanan to eat bread without washing your hand. So is an onain stuck? So what does he do? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Achronim that he should wash his hands without a bracha. So it's a compromise, and he washes his hands. Well, what does that do? Why, if you're going to wash your hands, wash them with a bracha. And if you're not going to make a bracha, don't wash your hands at all. Why wash your hands without a bracha? That's what the poskim write is. Anytime you do something to avoid an aveira, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you're involved in a kiyam ha-mitzvah. So if you're doing washing your hands to avoid the kiyam ha-mitzvah of if you're washing your hands to avoid the yisid rabbanan, so there's no bracha. So Onin goes ahead and does the mitzvah, but he doesn't do the mitzvah because of the mitzvah. He does the mitzvah to avoid the aveira and other examples. So Onin had a full meal. He washed without a bracha. He had his bread. And now, so obviously he come benching, well, I'm exempt from mitzvahs. In fact, it's usher for me to do mitzvahs. So he doesn't bench. And then, let's say, he comes back from the kfuri that had a graveside. It was nice and quick, and he got back, let's say, within 72 minutes. Or he had a nice full meal. He's still satisfied 2 hours later. Should the first thing the onin do, or should he go back and bench or not? So that's what the achronim, so some achronim say it's compared to the shiloh of the katan, and it's compared to the case of the gear. However, that's the question. That's what it depends on. The question is on whether an onin is pater min ha-mitzvah. The question is, how do we view an onin? An onin that bizman ha-mitzvah. So let's say there's this time period between the burial from the time of the death to the burial where onin is exempt from mitzvahs. He becomes chayav after the burial. So the question is, how do we view that time period of an onin? Is it pshat that he's chayav in mitzvahs except that there's an exemption because he has to be osek b'kfur, he has to be involved in the burial? Do we view him basically as someone who's chayav in mitzvahs except it's a special exemption? Or does an onin, is it viewed in a total state of exemption? I am totally pater from all, I don't even have a chiyav. That's the famous machlokis the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg have regarding an onin by Havdalah. Let's say you're an onin Saturday night. Let's say someone died over Shabbos and the burial Sunday morning. So an onin is clearly pater from Havdalah Saturday night. In fact, he's also to make Havdalah. It's a discussion whether you can hear someone else's Havdalah. So what about when he comes back from the funeral? Whether it's Sunday morning. Sunday morning might be less of a shiloh because maybe you might assume it's the whole day's the chiyav. But if you assume the chiyav is Saturday night or the burial wasn't until Monday, so does an onin make Havdalah? So that's the machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam in Rumberg, whether an onin is chayav. What's the issue at hand? What's in the kudas ha-machlokas, whether an onin after the burial has to go back and make Havdalah? So the different ways of learning it, but many learn it, that's the issue in terms of, is what's the fact that an onin doesn't make Havdalah motoy Shabbos? It's the fact that he's totally exempt from all, there is no mitzvah. And therefore there is no mitzvah, so tashlum, to make up a mitzvah, only makes sense if I'm chayav in a mitzvah. So if I miss shacharis, I got to daven mincha twice. But if I'm not chayav, if a ger, no one says a convert has to make up for 20 years that he didn't daven. He wasn't chayav until he became a Jew. So how do I view the status of aninus? Is it a total exemption? Well, no, I'm chayav in mitzvahs, except for technical reasons, I'm osik b'kfura. So that seems, that's how many achronim were in the machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg. It's a similar machlokas by a katan, not the same issue, but the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg, a katan who became a gadol during Shloshim. He actually was, while he was during Shiva, he was a katan, so he actually sat Avelis. But now he became a gadol. The shaila is he chayiv now in Avelis, because Minatori didn't do anything. So again, it's a similar machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg, whether he has to do Shiva, afterwards or not. Again, so the question, how do we view the status of a katan? Is he totally exempt? Or is it that he's chayiv, but yes, it's a technical exemption. So those are the three shilas which are similar. Not necessarily the same answer. Depends how you view the situation. But the question of a ger who became Jewish and he just had a full meal and he's still satisfied from the meal, do I say he has a chiyav in benching? Is the mechayav of benching the achalta of the savata? Do we view the chiyav of benching? The main thing is the achila, and you also need to be satisfied, but that's just a stipulation. That's just a tanai you need in the mitzvah. Or no, the ikkar is that as long as you're satisfied. So that would be the issue, a ger who converts.
Oh, yeah.
Or similarly, a katan shehigdil, a katan who becomes a bar mitzvah during, and he ate a full meal beforehand. And as well, the last case of an onen who becomes bar mitzvah, an onen who had havdol, or in our case, birkas hamazon, would it be chayiv in the mitzvah? And so it's more of an issue in all those cases, how you view, how any time you have a long zman chiyav, how do you view that zman chiyav? In other words, by Havdalah, it's a separate issue because within Havdalah is the Chi of Havdalah. Everyone agrees the Chi of Havdalah is Saturday night. There's a further discussion, is it just Saturday night, or what about the whole day Sunday? I mean, everyone agrees you can make up Havdalah until either Sunday, Shkia, or Tuesday. We pass in Tuesday. But so how do we view that time period on Sunday? Because Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. The day follows the night, and therefore perhaps you chayev the whole. Maybe Sunday's not a tashlumin. So if that's the case, then everyone should agree then that an onen, when he comes back, if he has the burial on Sunday, would have to make havdalah, because that's not in the state of exemption. And that, you know, that was the issue we had this year on Tisha B'Av, Motzai Tisha B'Av. So how do you view? We don't make havdalah Saturday night. And we're not going to make Havdalah. We don't make Havdalah until Sunday night. So the question is, how do we view that time period? Misha lo hivdil b'motzai Shabbos. So that's the machlokas, the Ramban and the Bahag. The Ramban holds your putter. There is no Havdalah in the discussion. The Bahag says you make Havdalah Sunday night. What's in the kudas machlokas? The Ramban holds you're exempt. If you're exempt, so there's no Havdalah. There is no chi of Havdalah that week. And therefore, there's nothing to make up. The Bahag holds Yechayev, except I can't make Havdalah because it's Tisha B'Av, so I still have the same Chiyav. And that's the Nafka Min, is someone who's someone, let's say your wife has to eat on Tisha B'Av, or someone has to eat. Could someone who's fasting on Tisha B'Av, could they make Havdalah for someone who's eating? In other words, so that's the according to the Ramban, no, you can't make Havdalah for your wife because she's Chayev to eat, she has to make Havdalah. And you don't have a chiyav of Havdalah, so you can't make Havdalah for your wife or for any chola. Or if I say like the Bahag, then you can, because I'm fundamentally chayav in Havdalah. It's just a technical issue. I can't drink the wine, so therefore that would be that would be issue. So that's the general issue. Anytime you have a long zman chiyav, it goes, let's say, Sunday to Tuesday, how do you view that time period? Is there a basic time where I'm chayav and the rest is tashlumin? Or they say the whole Zman Chiyav, you know, that's, I'm considered that the whole time I'm Chiyav, and therefore I become a Gadol or a Bar Mitzvah, or, you know, or an Onin, I become Chiyav in the Mitzvah.